burnt in us when we saw the embattled squares and squadrons of the prince trampling in the flowers. With clamor, for among them rose a cry as if to greet the king. They made a halt, the horses yelled, they clashed their arms, the drum beat merrily, blowing shrill the martial life, and in the blast and bray of the long horn, the serpent and serpent-throated bugle undulated the banner. Anon to meet us lightly pranced three captains out, nor ever had I seen such thews of men. The midmost and the highest was Erak. All about his motion clung the shadow of his sister, as the beam of the east that played upon them made them glance like those three stars of the airy giant zone that glitter burnished by the frosty dark, and as the fiery Sirius alters hue and bickers into red and emerald shone their morions washed with morning as they came. And that I prated peace when first I heard war music, felt the blind wildebeest or wild beast of force, whose home is in the sinews of a man, stir in me as to strike. Then took the king his three broad sons, with now a wandering hand and now a pointed finger, told them all a common light of smiles that our disguise broke from their lips, and ere the windy jest had labored down within his ample lungs, the genial giant Erak rolled himself thrice in the saddle and burst out in words, "Our land invaded, 'sdeath, and he himself your captive. Yet my father wills not war, and 'sdeath, myself, what care I, war or no?" And then this question of your truth remains, and there's a downright honest meaning in her. She flies too high, she flies too high.